But what are some other ways that people will try to make the Bible, how people will try to make the Bible attractive? Number three, by just not quoting it. You say, what do you mean by that? Well, often people will quote other people and ascribe it to God's word. Because the Bible sometimes is just too offensive. So you know who they have to quote? Gandhi. Love the sinner, hate the sin. I mean, that verse is more memorized by Christians, unfortunately, than maybe even Romans 5:8 is. Find me 10 Christians who can quote Psalm 5:8 outside of this church, in other denominations or something. You know? But I guarantee you, I can go to probably any Christian and just say, love the sinner, finish that. And they'll say, hate the sin. Even though it was quoted by Gandhi, who is burning in hell today. Amen. And so, you know, but you know, why do they use that? Because here's the thing. I've quoted verses where the Bible talks about hatred and ye that love the Lord hate evil. And people, Christians, will actually quote Gandhi. And then you show them that was Gandhi. It's not in the Bible. You know, and I've even had people say the Bible teaches to love the sinner, hate the sin. You know, and I was like, the Bible does not teach that. You're getting that from somewhere else. You're getting that from actually a pervert. Because Gandhi was a pervert. Sorry, folks, but not sorry. The guy was a stinking, filthy pervert who took showers with girls, multiple, in order to cause himself to abstain from the fleshly lusts or whatever. And that's who Christians are quoting? As in ascribing that concept to God's word? Why do they do that? Because they want the Bible to be attractive. And if they really showed what the Bible actually said, you know, that would offend a lot of people. Well, you know, we're here, not necessarily to offend people, but you know, we're here to preach God's word. And if it offends people, if they stumble at the stumbling stone, that's not our fault.